With the, so we had preliminary assessment as a site and acid sulfate soil site. After that, if you've ascertained that you have got a actual or a potential acid sulfate soil site, then you make sure that you've planned your sampling regime to cover the entire development area. The soil samples collected in sort of amounts, typically a kilogram per sample. If you're having to deal with sediments, so over at East Trinity, the site then involved the land, which was cane land, which had been drained. It's got a lot of creeks in there, and it goes into an estuary. So when they're trying to assess the size of the problem at East Trinity at the start, they're having to collect soil samples, they're having to collect water samples, they're having to collect sediment samples to get an idea of how big the problem was. Now, with sediments, the pyritic material then is iron sulfide. It's dense. It's a heavy material. That means that it'll be sitting in the bottom in slow places, and it's going to be very fine. So when you're collecting those samples, if you're using, what was the name of the sampler we had for the sediment? The Van Veen bottom grab sampler, yeah. You have special attachments for those ones that allow you to ensure that you don't lose any fine material. It's like a little polymer blanket sort of thing that when the jaws of these things close, this polymer blanket comes around as well and ensures that there's no loss of fine. So in the silts, it's the iron pyrites is what you're worried about in the silts. The silts then are your fine component of the sediment. And in that one, it's these very dense iron pyrites relative to the silicates, which will be the thing that are most likely to be lost. So you've got to ensure that you don't lose those things. So the material then is stored in plastic containers and then analysed shortly after it's been collected. So for some things, like we're talking about some of these pesticides down the track there, if they're not very stable, you may have to analyse them within the day. For these guys then, it's a relative